You certainly are. And if you're tuning in on a Friday, welcome to the morning show. You got Mike in the morning coming at you. And I want to start with a question, because my next interview is going to be answering that question. So here's the question for you this morning. What is your property worth? And maybe here's a better question. What could it be worth? Because the number you've got in your head, well, that's based on what your property is right now. A house, a plot, an empty stand. But the real value might be hiding in what it's allowed to become. Ha-ha. So my next guest does this for a living. He helps property owners unlock value most of them don't even know they're sitting on through rezoning, land use rights, and development potential. He's the founder of Nganini Projects, and he's here to tell you why the title deed isn't the whole story. Sandile Nganini, welcome back to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you on a fresh Friday morning?
I'm standing, my man. I'm great. I'm doing good. It's a Friday.
Yay!
I'm
standing. It's good. And we're building things here on the KZN North Coast.
You're booming.
You've built this booming business, and I want to find out about this special area of discussion.
Yes.
Let's start simple. Rezoning. What is rezoning? Why should anyone listening actually care
about rezoning? So you know, when a new township or a new estate or a new suburb is born, every plot of land is assigned like something like an identity, a birth certificate, and the birth certificate or dictates what can be done in the property and what cannot be done.
Uh-huh.
So it could be for a single residential home. It could be for home offices or a block of flats or a shopping center. So a rezoning is simply just changing the use of that property or the purpose of that property, then to allow for a completely new use. Why should people care about it? Because it is the ultimate key to unlocking a property's true value. For a new zoning that's going to be may generate passive income for you.
So now that you're getting my brain going, I want to find out, like, how does this actually move the value of a property? If you had to maybe give us a number or a picture to sort of illustrate this for us.
So property investment essentially is much like the stock market, if you allow me to. It's like it's forward-looking. The markets, the equities are forward-looking.
Mm.
So it's the same thing. So the value of the property is not what it is right now, what is it worth right now, but it's what could become tomorrow, what could be worth in a few years.
Yeah.
So if you could maybe sitting like maybe on a 2 million rand property, only to find that the development potential after a rezoning could be massive, more than that, 3, 4, 5 million after that. And you can, if maybe you want to sell it for a higher value, then you can do that, just develop yourself.
This is really exciting when you start to, you know, adopt that perspective, that forward-looking focus.
Yes.
But look, most people don't think of themselves as developers.
Yes,
you know, most people listening to this, maybe you've got an ordinary home. Could you be sitting on the rights for, say, a guest house, a B&B, rental units, even offices?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as a homeowner, you don't have to be building high-rise buildings. You don't have to be building shopping malls or estates or whatever it is. But what you can do, you could be sitting on a property that could allow for maybe some backyard cottages where you could just build cottages and just build passive income with that. So an ordinary homeowner could convert their homes into maybe flats or maybe home offices or just maybe an office, a small office park, or perhaps maybe a boutique or a B&B, potentially. And that changes now from maybe a single residential home into something that is actually generating income for you.
Interesting stuff. Yes. But what do people often misunderstand or get wrong? Or what are the big misconceptions about this idea of rezoning?
So essentially, when you buy land, you know, you think that it's my land, and I can just do whatever I want with it. If maybe I want to convert it into flats tomorrow, I can just wake up. But it doesn't work like that. You could wake up tomorrow, put bricks on the ground, and the municipality is going to come and be like, nope, you are not allowed to do this here. And you've already bought material. You've already paid an architect. You've already did this and that, only to find that you're not actually permissible to do those things. A misconception number two would be that assuming that rezoning is a simple process that just takes a few weeks. And it doesn't work like that too. It actually takes months because before a rezoning actually gets approved, it has a rigorous shed. It goes through a vetting process, yeah, to see that is it compliant. Is your earth size even compliant with the zoning that you want to migrate to? You might find that it's smaller than the size that is actually permissible. So you need to, before you even take on a rezone, you have to check all of those things. So it's not a straightforward process. You need to engage a town planner before even engaging an architect, before you get somebody to visualize your dream. Yo. It's nice. You know, that's what a lot of property developers, a lot of homeowners or investors do. They engage the architect first, which is not wrong. But if maybe the architect is actually drawing something that is not actually be able to be done here, then it becomes futile.
Yeah, and you can waste a lot of money with that exercise.
You can waste a lot of money.
Obviously, you know, there's so many considerations and moving parts, and for someone who's also trying to weigh up, you know, for example, if I rezone, there's going to be maybe implications with rates and tariffs and all that stuff.
Yes.
You would really do well to have a guide and an expert in this field holding your hand through the process.
I'm happy you mentioned that. We recently developed a master guide for all land developers or anybody who owns land or is looking to buy land. It's available on our website for free. It's in kaninaprojects.co.za, where essentially anybody who wants to buy land or owns land can actually look at it and actually have a checklist of the things that they should check before they, you know, make that offer to purchase. It's a master guide for everybody who wants to buy land or has already bought land and wants to see the development potential. You can go to kaninaprojects.co.za and download that free guide. And you can just have it in your pocket, and it may save you millions.
Sure. Who says,
available for free?
Who says you don't get anything for free these days? There you go. But obviously, it is compiled with the expertise that Nganini Projects has.
Yes,
and
yes,
if you see potential there and you see merit in exploring it further, this is the guy you want to talk to. Sandile Nganini, the founder of Nganini Projects. This is his game, and he's already changed the game for a whole host of local people on the KZN North Coast, individuals, businesses, looking to unlock the potential of their property. And the sooner you start in the journey, in the conversation, the better for you down the line. As a trusted operator listed on the Bolito Connect online directory, you know that Nganini Projects has been vetted. They've been given double thumbs up, and they are here for you. So you can find them, as I say, on bolitoconnect.co.za. Just search for Nganini Projects. Otherwise, look for that website with that fantastic free downloadable resource for you. So you can do a bit of number checking before you start your conversation. And Sandile will be only too happy to take your call and to grab a coffee with you to talk about your story and the potential for your property and your plans. Am I right, my friend?
Correct. 100%.
You're getting it here on Radio Life and Style. And such an exciting game to be in. Sandile, I'm wishing you a fantastic next half of the year ahead. Any last words for our listeners this morning?
What I'm saying is that before you commit hundreds of thousands, before you commit even millions sometimes, maybe you may want to check if you're actually the property that you're buying or the property that you're sitting on is actually aligned with your vision, is actually what you want to do there is actually going to be possible before you even spend any dime, any cents. You can go on our website, download the free guide, and if you want any further assistance or guidance, call us and we'll be able to assist you.
There you go. That's Sandile Nganini, the founder of Nganini Projects, your partner in unlocking the potential of your property.